Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you, and welcome back on board. We're glad to be here again on, what is today, Wednesday? Yep, it is Wednesday. First day of school for a couple of kids in the area. We wish them all the best of luck, and we remind you that we do have an open phones day on the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hotline number is 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. They're on 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership is on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Check them out on the web, as I said, at sunburymotors.com. They sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We have a call on the line. Bill from Bloomsburg, hang on a minute. But we do have some unfinished business. I always like to start the day with unfinished business from yesterday. Two of our texters said, the first one, referring to the letter about EB calling Donald Trump a big coward for not showing up at the debate tonight. Our texter says, OEB, you have a serious case of Trump derangement syndrome. Trump leads the rest of the field by 40 to 50 points. Why debate everyone? Everyone with a brain knows where he stands. And then another texter says, special prosecutors are not to be chosen from current government employees per DOJ regulations. And one of our emailers we talked about yesterday, a college is requiring everybody to mask up again, and they're doing all the things that we did at the height of the pandemic. And I mentioned when I read the story that Doug would be interested in it, and he emailed and he said, yes, I saw and have heard that COVID is back and they are starting to implement some restrictions again at certain places. I'm not surprised because many miss the power and control they had before. It won't be as easy this time as many have been through this farce before, but many others will in fact wear their masks proudly and run to get the next shot. If you do the latter, you are simply an idiot and a sheep. That's from Doug. And we'll start off with our first caller this morning, Bill from Bloomsburg. Good morning, Bill. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor, and thanks for doing what you do. You do a great job.
Well, thank you.
Hey, the mask, it's a political visual tool. But getting back to Hunter Biden, now, when the DOJ and his attorneys came up with the deal where it granted him full immunity on everything, and future prosecution. Now, the fear is, it appears that he's not going to go to jail. And if they get him, he's going to turn on the whole everything. Right now, it's been validated through John Solomon, through a conservative investigative reporter, that one, Hunter did have, or Joe Biden did have a burner phone. Joe Biden did have fictitious emails, all validated through the laptop and documentation. And he is guilty. He is guilty. Now, they keep going after the Trumpster. They keep going after the Trumpster with the small court levels, right? And it's easy to get a guilty conviction on anything. They know 100% that what they're doing, even if they know that they're going to be overturned at the highest level on the Supreme Court for everything, they don't care about that. It's all the headlines and pushing and protecting the corruption that they've been doing and been getting away with. Yeah, but, it's validated.
But Bill, look at it from another point of view for just a moment.
Go ahead.
There is evidence out there that a crime was committed. Now, the whole idea behind our judicial system is if there is evidence that you've committed a crime, you are arrested, you are arraigned, and you are given your day in court, and we have to prove that you actually did something wrong. And you say that's easy. You said earlier it's easy to get a conviction. I don't think it is easy to get a conviction. I think you have to demonstrate, first of all, that the law was broken and that the person there was the person who broke the law.
It's easy, sir.
Yes.
Sir, it's easy when you get a Democratic bought and paid for judge. You go into a 80%, 90% Democratic community and you could get, it's easy. I mean, they know what they're doing. By far, these people ain't, the Democrat coup is not stupid.
Yeah, but Bill, it'll be a jury. It'll be a jury that makes the decision,
yeah.
Not the corrupt judge, as you call it, not the Democrats, but the jury.
Well, they're rolling the dice on the numbers, and it's even if he is found not guilty. The thing is, it's the headlines and putting them on CNN.
Right.
And until this day, if you go to CNN, go to CNN and type in Biden corruption, nothing comes up. Everything about Trump. Go to any other web browser. 99.9% of them, and you say Biden corruption, Biden stuff comes up.
I did get a story on CNN when I entered, but you said that once before, and I tried it, and I got stories about Hunter Biden coming up.
No. Biden corruption. Well, and Biden, listen, Hunter the reason why they gave him that sweetheart deal is they're scared he's going to flip.
Right.
They're scared he's going to flip. And, you know, the big guy should be taken down for treason, and I once before, you know, different states, and you go back 200-300 years, treason, you got shot, right? Some states, that's ridiculous, right? But is the guy guilty of treason? Yes.
Well, I mean, Joe Biden's a terrible president, and yesterday I have a story here about his behavior yesterday in Maui or when he was there that's just absolutely disgusting, and I don't see how he could justify it. But let me ask you a question, Bill. Have you ever served on a jury? Have you ever had jury duty?
I always got kicked out due to a past law enforcement background.
Okay, well, you know, I think most people, and I served on it once, and usually they don't take people in broadcasting or in the media, but I actually did wind up on a jury. And I had to take a pledge that I would decide the case fairly and impartially. You know, but a lot of people, I think that if Donald Trump winds up in front of a jury, I believe those jurors will take their responsibility seriously. And they won't decide it based on what political party they belong to, but whether or not the prosecution has met its burden to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald Trump committed the crime he's accused of. I have faith in our judicial system, and I have faith in juries. Don't you?
Yeah, you hope, you pray. That's all you do is...
Yeah, you're right. We hope the system...
Giuliani's going in today, the Trumpster's tomorrow. And getting back to the debate, the Trumpster doesn't have to get on that stage and bang heads with someone that's gaining 1% vote, 2% vote. There might be... DeSantis might be getting 20%. Like, he does not have to be on that stage. And they're trying to make a headline that he's backing down, this and that. Listen, if they could have that debate tonight, right? There's 10 million viewers. Say if there's 50 million viewers, right, on that debate, and the Trumpster could go make a speech the next night, they could get 100 million, like, viewers. Like, the Trumpster is the Trumpster. He don't need this debate. Like, he's proven, he validated what he's done and what he's about and how he's for the people. He has nothing to prove to get on that stage, to go with these Mickey Mouse and Christie. Christie's only being back to get in there and bash Trump. He knows he don't got a chance. He's just, like, taking money. Some of them candidates were pushed to get on there just to go after Trumpster. These people know what they're doing, Democrats.
Hey, fair enough, Bill. We have another call. We have to move on. Thanks so much for calling. Always appreciate your comments,
keep
sir.
Up the good work, Your Honor.
Thank you. Take care. Okay, Eric from Port Treverton, you are on the mark, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for taking my call. So all the people who say Donald Trump shouldn't debate, I put the historical question to them. Where was Donald Trump on the radar in July and August of 2015? I don't think he, you know, had the 1 or 2% or more than the 1 or 2% if he was even on anyone's radar back then. And all those who lauded what Trump, to Howie Mersch and everything, if it wouldn't been for, you know, through the debates and so forth and him coming forward, he would never have been president of the United States. But if you're a true Republican, I would think you'd want to hear all points of view and all perspectives from all legitimate candidates. And from what you said yesterday, Joe, it sounded like they vetted them. They have to have so much states, so much here, so much there. That's a question. But I really want to talk about health care today.
Okay.
And first question I have is, the health care was one of the big planks, as you were, in the 2016 election from former President Trump. He was going to get rid of Obamacare and never came up with a plan in 4 years. And it's now been almost four more years, and there's still no health care plan, which you promised us.
Well, I'll admit the Republicans have not done anything with respect to health care. I mean, they've raised holy hell about Obamacare over the years, mm-hmm. but they haven't come up with an alternative. And yes, Donald Trump did promise he would do that. But, you know, his argument now is, well, I didn't get back in, so I couldn't finish it. But he didn't really have a plan that I heard.
Right. He never did. And he said, oh, I have it. I'm ready to unveil it. And it was all bald-faced lies like so many of this stuff is. But I really want to talk about some local stuff today. So I read in the Daily Item something which is very positive for someone who used to work in the healthcare industry and in the for the Commonwealth. And that's that the Pennsylvania is going to join this multi-state nursing agreement. And long story short, what it does is there's a bunch of states, I think it's like 30 or something, who are agreement that if you're licensed to practice nursing in that state, Pennsylvania will reciprocate. Okay, so if someone went to nursing school and got a licensure in like California or somewhere, they could come here to Pennsylvania and not have to retake the exam. We would accept them as being nurses, which would help with our nursing shortage, which I think is a great thing that the governor is pushing forward. And then there's one other thing which hits close to home, and I know we don't talk about anything which is ongoing in the court system, but anyone who's read the Daily Item in the last 2 months realizes that there was some heinous incidents alleged to happen at one of our long-term care facilities right here in the Valley. And actually that hearing's tomorrow. But part of what came out of that is some planning and some thoughts being given to our legislatures to put legislation in to say that no one under the age of 18, the age of where you become an adult and hence can be held responsible for your actions in an adult court. No one under age 18 should be allowed to work in long-term care facilities for those who are, whether they're aged or disabled or so forth. And I think that's a great piece of legislation that we should be looking at. And what happened in Lewisburg, you know, is heinous, and the way of learning from that and to say it shouldn't happen again, I think that's a piece of legislation that should be put forward here in Pennsylvania.
Well, and I'll go one further. I think the 17-year-old should have been charged as an adult and his name released.
And that may be coming up yet. I don't know. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But, you know, I'm in, you know, and I agree with you, but let's try to protect kids from themselves. I personally think that, you know, and not knowing all the parts of the case, and it shouldn't have happened and whatever. But how much of this was immaturity, and that's no excuse. But let's take that out of it by saying if you're under 18 or perhaps even 21, although if you become a licensed practical nurse or something like that and get a licensure, I'm okay 18 to 21, because you lack the maturity, I think, to be able to, and we're putting these folks' lives in the hands of what are essentially children.
No, that's not just immaturity. That's, you know, that is callousness. That is the lack of understanding right from wrong. I mean, there may be a mental illness even involved there, really. But my oldest grandson's 15, and he knows right from wrong. He wouldn't do something like that. He wouldn't find
but,
it funny.
But
he wouldn't
we,
find
without
it amusing.
Legislation, how do we prevent?
But we do
or
have
legislation.
We do have legislation. You're not allowed to take advantage of or hurt a care dependent person, and that's what they're charged with. You know, you can make all the laws you want. You can say no 17-year-old is allowed to abuse elderly people, but someone will break that law somewhere down the line. What you really need is oversight on the part of the people who are responsible for the behavior of those people in the work environment.
I absolutely agree with you, but where the private sector or the business end of it refuses to do that or is unable to do that, that's when legislation has to occur.
And that's
Joe?
That's when lawsuits take place, Eric.
Okay, and
they've already been filed. They've already
been filed. I don't care how much money is gained from this. Those people had irreparable harm.
Oh, I agree.
As their family members have.
I agree. I don't think money's going to make up for it, but still,
it's not.
That's the only.
Okay, how do we prevent that in the future? Just like we have, you know, gun laws. Okay.
Well, you know, they used to say let the punishment fit the crime, so maybe they should take those kids and subject them to the same kind of abuse and treatment that they abused with the senior citizens. But we don't do that because that would be called cruel and unusual punishment.
My point is still, I think we need that enacted, that no one under 18. I think for the Commonwealth, I don't think you're allowed to work for the Commonwealth under age 18. Hence, like people I worked at the Sealance Grove Center had to be at least 18 to work out there. And that part of that was because, you know, you're an adult now, right. And then if you do something wrong, they can enforce the laws that are out there to protect those who are most vulnerable.
But these are, Eric, typically entry-level positions, and it's hard to find people willing to work in entry-level positions anymore. Everybody wants the big bucks, the family-sustaining wage. They want all the time off in the world. You know, they're not willing to start out at the bottom and work their way to the top. They want to start at the top and stay there.
So, but I know that the wages have been rising in that area. Having had my mother was recently in a facility as well.
Yeah,
I know,
okay.
and it's being corrected. But when business overcomes, you know, safety of the client, and this is not the only facility which has been charged with, you know, people doing things they shouldn't have.
Right.
This is the most convenient, the most local, and we're most more concerned about right now. But my point is, if businesses and private practice will not enforce, then we have to put laws in place. And I think an 18 minimum age to work in those types of facilities is a good idea.
Fair enough. Hey, thanks, Eric. Always appreciate your call, sir. You always have an interesting topic. Take care. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Put OTM at the start of your message. One of our texters says, there's no way Trump gets a fair trial in District of Columbia, New York City, or Atlanta. The jury will be 99% Democrat and Trump haters. You buy that? Give us a call.
Attention, Central Pennsylvania truck buyers. This is the one event you've been waiting for. Sudbury Motors is having their 75th annual August new Ford truck sale with savings up to $8,465 and financing as low as 1.9%. All new Ford F-150s will be priced at just $75 over invoice, and they will come with a genuine Ford bedliner. Ford Motor Company has awarded SMC 42 additional F-150s to meet consumer demand during this unprecedented sale. The Ford F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 consecutive years, and one is sold every 49 seconds. Sudbury Motors has 23 new Ford Explorers available with savings up to $5,000, and they start from just $43,375. Pick from 17 of the totally redesigned Ford Escapes, and SMC has them slashed $2,500, and they start from only $30,890. Sudbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century. Hurry before someone gets your new truck.
Improve visibility in your vehicle and save $10 on a pair of TricoForce wiper blades now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't risk your safety because of bad wiper blades. Be ready for any weather. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
From the very beginning, we're all about being connected. And year after year, through every stage of life, that need grows even stronger. Which is why Penn Teledata never stops improving our advanced fiber network. We connect the things that matter most. Businesses, schools, healthcare, governments, and of course, the people who make our community strong. This is technology with a purpose. Stay connected with Panteledata.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTR-CM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Our hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Our text line, however, has been hopping this morning. One of our texters says, legislation to stop things from happening that there are already laws to prevent. That sounds like insanity. All right, let's read that again. Legislation to stop things from happening that there are already laws to prevent. That sounds like insanity. Well, is it? You know, if the law doesn't specifically say this is illegal, maybe you need to clarify it or add something on. Anyway, another texter says, the D.C. juries have already proven themselves partisan with the trials brought there by the Durham, about the Steele dossier. Boy, I'm in trouble this morning. I got to turn them on so I can read it a little more clearly. The D.C. juries have already proven themselves partisan with the trials brought there by Durham about the Steele dossier origins and use. And then another texter says, Joe, you have way more faith in the jury system than I do. The hate Trump crowd will be the majority of the jury pool. But you do take an oath when you serve on a jury that you will decide it impartially. They ask you all sorts of questions about your ability to decide it impartially. And I can't honestly say that I would want to know the politics of anybody that I was on a jury to decide. It would have no bearing. And I can't imagine that anybody who would be on a jury where the former president of the United States was on trial wouldn't take that seriously. Maybe I'm wrong. There might be some partisan hacks on the jury. I don't know that they would survive the voir dire process in a jury trial. But, you know, you never know one way or the other. Maybe you're right. And then one of our emailers says, Joe Biden did not fall asleep during the meeting with Maui residents. He was praying. Ha ha. Was he? I didn't hear that one, but I have a story here about him in Maui that's really disgusting. Another emailer says, does anybody think Biden is a big fat chicken because he doesn't take questions at news conferences, doesn't speak unless he has a scripted paper to follow, and isn't allowed by his handlers to ad-lib answers to questions? Biden is a life-size puppet who can't articulate unless someone is pulling the strings. Now, there's a pretty good counter to EB's email from yesterday. Not a bad point. I mean, he doesn't take questions. And then one of our other emailers, talking about Trump not showing up at the debate tonight, says if Trump wants the job, he should show up for the interview. I agree with that. He should show up for the interview. Yes, you can make the argument, as Bill did, everybody knows the Trumpster. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows what he is. But, you know, you have to weigh what he wants to do against what everybody else in that stage is going to be talking about. And if he's not there, you miss a big piece of information. And really, I think what he's trying to do, not only won't he sign the pledge that he would support the ultimate Republican nominee, he schedules an interview with Tucker Carlson that will run absolutely opposite the debate tonight with his other opponent. So what he's trying to do is get the best of both worlds. He's trying to get his views out without having the give and take of being on a debate stage with other people who might come after him. And, well, they would come after him, no doubt about that at all. They would come after him, and he would be faced to either defend his positions in the past or to come up with something new that, go after them. I'm sure he'd go after the other people on the stage, no question about that either. So I think we're suffering tonight by the fact that Donald Trump is not going to be on that debate stage. I think one of the issues that may have caused him to avoid the debate tonight is the fact that the judge's order in the trial in Georgia prohibits him from making certain statements and attacking certain people. And we have a call, but I want to get to this. Maggie Halberman, who is the New York Times White House correspondent, was on with Anderson Cooper on CNN. And this is the exchange they had about this topic.
This ruling now from the judge warning about Trump can't threaten anybody, a witness, this is kind of an odd line. I mean, he's running against Mike Pence. If he tweet something negative about Mike Pence, Where's the line here?
We are in unprecedented territory, and we have, I think, you know, grown tired of saying that, but it really happens to be true here. I think we're going to find out where the line is, and I think that we, as we have seen with former President Trump over and over again, with his social media feed and his commentary, he tends to test exactly where that line is. We have seen him do it in the federal cases against him. I think we will see him do it here, but you are right. It's a very broad stroke, and so I don't know quite what this is going to look like. What Trump's lawyers have said over and over is that his free speech rights are being targeted, and he is the front runner for the Republican nomination. It's impossible to divorce all of this from that context.
Yeah.
That's Maggie Halberman, White House correspondent for the New York Times. She makes a very interesting point. Cindy, you're on the mark this morning.
Good morning. There are a bunch of things I want to address. The first one is, why not let Trump skip this so that the other people have thought at saying what they want to say? I don't see how adding him to the mix will allow the other people to get an opportunity to voice their opinions. Not only that, but it'll just end up with carrying on about Trump's legal problems, and I just don't want to hear about that anymore. I'm sick of hearing that. I want to hear about what we can do for our country.
But don't you think, with Donald Trump being the front runner, that his input into what you're just talking about would be valuable?
I think he has ample opportunity to share that information. He's very well funded. He gets lots of airtime. It's not like he's gagged unless he gets to speak at this. But on the other hand, you know, I've watched these debates where one person gets one sentence in while other people speak and speak and speak and speak. And that's why I think it's great that those other people get a better chance to voice their opinions about things. So that's my opinion about that. No, I think it's fine that he's not speaking.
What about him going on with a Tucker Carlson at the same time trying to draw people away from the debate?
I think he has every right to do that, or whatever else he wants to do within the Constitution of the United States. I mean, I have no problem with that. People make their choices about what they're going to watch. A lot of people are going to watch America's Got Talent or a football game, whatever else. Not going to lose sleep about where people put their eyes, Joe. I'm not going to do that. Yesterday, one of the callers called in and raised a very interesting question, which was, why are we spending billions and billions and billions of dollars in Ukraine, but hundreds of millions of dollars in Maui? And I got to thinking about that, and I believe I have an answer.
Okay.
The people of Maui aren't a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar industry like the weaponry people. So here they are, without a war, they can't sell their goods. So they're all for us, dragging ourselves into every hither and yon conflict across the world, because that means we keep buying their wares. So, I thought, this might sound a little kooky, but when I watched Iron Man for the first time, about a third of the way into the show, the main character has an epiphany that his company is actually causing conflicts in order to continue to sell weapons. And I thought, son of a gun, there is something to that. What does the military-industrial complex do if there are no wars? They're out of luck. And they have hundreds of millions of dollars to spend on lobbying to keep us in every war you can imagine. And they have the ear of Congress. So I think that's something that we all ought to consider. And I thought the suggestion that we say that they get $1 billion and that's distributed among them was actually a pretty good idea. We cancel one rocket, Biden just asked for another $40 billion for Ukraine. $40 billion. I mean, that's just outrageous. When I first supported this, I never imagined in my wildest dreams that we'd be sending hundreds of billions of dollars in this conflict.
Well, did you think Russia was just going to say, oh, gee, we made a mistake and pull out?
I have no idea what Russia's going to do. The question is, what is my responsibility here? Let's look at, there's a plant that they want to build over here in Northumberland. I'm not going to name the name. So is it my place to interfere in that argument in that community? Well, actually, I could make the case that the water in the river flows towards my community, and in my community, Some people, although not me, take water from the river. So this puts the drinking water in my community in jeopardy, potentially. Shouldn't I then rush over there and interfere in that whole big argument? Shouldn't I?
Well, you have a dog in the fight.
And certainly, these 100 trucks a day, for God's sake, imagine that, are going to come up the road just past where we live. I can't imagine any other way. So here's all this traffic pouring into the region that doesn't exist there here right now. The argument for putting in the bypass was that it would move the traffic away from the region, but this proposal dumps even more traffic on the region with all the diesel fuel fumes that come out of these big trucks, with all the wear and tear on the roads that are local, with all the debacles in terms of the slowdown of traffic on 1115 out
Cindy,
here along the highway.
Just so you know, the word from the folks at Encina is that this will be coming from the New York area. It'll be coming down from the north, and it won't come through our borough.
Yeah, I don't believe that for
okay.
1 minute.
All right, fair enough.
You go right ahead and live in your fantasy world.
Oh, yeah, Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck are here with me. We're having a good time.
I'm just trying to say, I could make a case, as I just have, for why I should get heavily involved in that situation over there.
Right.
I'm not going to. It's for those people to address whether they do or do not want that industry in their region and what they're going to do about it. That's for them to deal with. Just as I wouldn't be happy if they interfered with a situation in my community.
Fair enough. Hey, thank you.
Where were they when they wanted to shove this giant gas line down our yards? Nowhere, right? So I think that we should not be so heavily vested in pouring billions, with a B, billions of dollars into the Ukraine. I think those people need to, I don't want them to be dominated by the Russians, but that's their choice and that's their money, their time, their economy. We've been very generous in our support.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy. Always appreciate your calls. Take care. All right, Bob from Pike Sinus, you're on the mark.
Yeah, I guess that's where the United Nations fall into it. I mean, everybody's involved in this war in Ukraine. If it doesn't stop over there, it'll continue. But, tomorrow the devil's going down to Georgia to take his punishment. And that's the big elephant in the room tonight. That's why he won't show up to debate.
You think that's really a motivating factor for him? I mean, he's raised money on these indictments, Bob.
Well, yeah,
he seems proud
money,
of them, actually.
He doesn't want to talk to it.
Well, he actually seems proud that he's been indicted in some ways.
Yeah, and you know what that proudly means? Proud boys.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know I'd go that far, but, I mean, he doesn't seem... He views it as a badge of honor that he's sticking up for us. He said earlier that he's got indicted so that we don't have to. He's doing this for us.
Yeah, and his IT guy's flipping on him, too, since he had to get his own attorney, a public defender. And he's saying now that, you know, his first testimony was he was unaware of any effort to erase or change the videos. And now it's a detailed effort to tamper with evidence in the investigation. So, you know, there's another lie that Trump is caught in. And, you know, this morning was the first day that Shikalemi went back to school. And you know what the state did? The state does this purposely. They like to screw up traffic. They had the main street to the school closed off so they could pave it.
Temporary inconvenience for a permanent improvement, Bob. That's what they'll tell you.
And, you know, Biden was over in down in Hawaii telling all these people he's got to do this and do that, and that's what he should be doing. Now, what was your comment you were going to bring up about him being over there?
Oh, well, I'll get to that, but it involves this story about his fire and how he tells it differently every single time. But we'll get to that.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Bob?
Yep, have a good day.
You
nope,
too.
Thank
Thanks
you.
So much for calling.
Bye.
Okay, Stan, you've been waiting patiently. We've got a break to take, but we're going to take you first. Go ahead.
Good morning. I listened to Eric, you know, and I understand. I don't know the story behind the case of the nursing home thing, but I'm assuming there's already laws against harming nursing home patients.
Yep, there is.
I would think so. So we're going to put more laws on top of more laws that already do something to stop something that's already against the law. Is that what I was hearing there?
Not exactly. What he was saying is that there should be another law that says that you have to be at least 18 years of age or older to work in a situation like that. Because one of the people arrested and charged is a 17-year-old who was actually providing care to care-dependent persons. And in Eric's view, doesn't have the maturity to handle that.
Okay. So what's the excuse for the people that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s that do the same thing to the patients?
Well, in this case, both of the people were young, so I don't know whether there's been older people charged. There was another incident that was making the news, but I don't remember what the age of the person in charge there was, to be honest with you.
Well, it doesn't matter because, you know, it's against the law and people are still doing it, you know, and that's the problem of this, you know, with things. Stuff's against the law and people still break the laws, but we're going to put another law on to stop them from breaking the law that's already in place. That's the insanity of this.
Hey, maybe we should have a law making it against the law to break a law.
That's as much sense as it makes, doesn't it?
Well, not you know, I understand what you're saying, and you're not entirely wrong in my view, but I do understand and appreciate where Eric's coming from, that if you find there is a gap, that something that you haven't prohibited specifically has caused or contributed to a serious problem, that you want to stop that from happening going forward. Now, I agree with you. You're not going to stop it, but at least you can put a penalty out there that says, if you try this, you're going to go to jail or you're going to be fined a substantial amount of money. Maybe it'll serve as a deterrent.
But you've already said there is laws against abusing elderly patients in a nursing home, correct?
There's laws against the act of abusing them, but there's not a law against hiring people whose immaturity might lead them to make the kind of serious flaw in judgment that these people made.
Well, who's going to make the judgment of who's mature and who's not? There are 15-year-old kids that are more mature than 20 and 25-year-old people.
And my grandson's one of them. He wouldn't do something like that. I know him well enough to know he wouldn't. He knows right from wrong.
So in a job interview, are you really going to be able to determine that somebody's going to be an idiot when they start their job?
No, but...
Certain things, yes.
I've hired a lot of people in my career over the years running radio stations, and I like to think I can read certain characteristics in people, and I had certain questions I would ask that would enable me to determine whether or not they had a level of maturity sufficient to handle the job. You know, and even though they might come across as being a little off the wall, there are questions you can ask, things you can discern that would lead you to believe that these people maybe shouldn't fit this job. But here's the other part of that. You know, you have people who are employing these folks, and at some point, you know, they always say, well, we can't hire enough people. We can't get people to work. If that's the case and you can't provide the level of service that you contracted for with the people who are in your facility, then you have an affirmative obligation, in my opinion, to stop. You know, to find some other place to put those people, pare down to the amount of people you can handle, and then do that well rather than running the risk of injuring a lot of people that you can't adequately care for.
Well, that I don't disagree with. Problem is, I think it's happening everywhere. So where do you send these people?
Well, I don't know.
You know, understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
You know, yeah. So one nursing home has a problem getting staffing. So more than likely... most of the nursing homes have problems getting staffing.
But if it was your grandmother, let's say it was your grandmother, and I came to you and said, listen, I'm in charge of the facility where your grandmother is. We have lost some people, and we can't find replacements for them. You know, I'm afraid we're not going to be able to provide the level of care that we promised you we would provide. You know, do you want to take your loved one home? Do you want us to try and find them another bed? Do you have some other solution that you would like us to pursue? But to just let them there without making some affirmative effort to contact the parents, or the loved ones, I think is wrong. That's just my opinion.
And I don't disagree with that, because the owners should be honest about what they can and can't do
when they're
taking out responsibility. Cause that's a big responsibility.
Sure it is.
It's one that I hope I never have to, you know, worry about, but it is something that could be. So, yeah, you know, those businesses are in
business to provide a service, and if they can't provide a service, they should either do what you said, pare down, or go out of business.
Well, I don't know to go out of business, but I think they should certainly make the loved ones of the care-dependent person aware of the fact that there's a problem. Maybe the loved ones would like to come in. You know, maybe there's a woman who's not working or a man who's got time off from his job that they could come in and fill in until they could get, you know, people to help. Well, I just think there's got to be a better alternative than just letting them there without, you know, without making some kind of effort going forward.
I don't disagree with that at all, because I can't imagine the feeling of a person that is supposed to be under someone's care that don't have all their facilities being treated that way. I can't fathom that, and I hope I never have to. But there's a special place for those people that cause harm to those elderly people, and it's very hot from my understanding, what I've been told.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, on the other hand, being fair to everybody involved, you know, you're in the business of trying to help people, you know, and you're trying to put things together, make sure that you've got it covered. And I wouldn't doubt for a minute that everybody thought, okay, this isn't the best situation, but we got it covered. It's awfully hard to stand down and say, maybe we don't. You know, but on the other hand, I don't think anybody deliberately set out to harm those people, with the exception possibly of the two folks who actually did it. So,
and did they actually do it, or did they just get overwhelmed and said, "Who knows what?" Or is that the way they were
raised?
Well,
if I were overwhelmed, there are plenty of jobs out there right now of, you know, entry-level positions. If I was that fed up with what I was doing, I'd quit and take one of those jobs. If I couldn't stand dealing with older people who defecated and soiled themselves and had bad memories, I wouldn't stay there. I would find another job. And I think it takes a very special and motivated person to care for the dependent people like that. God bless them, and we're lucky that we have them.
Yep, okay. Because I know I, for one, could never do that job.
I couldn't either.
Just say that. So,
amen.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. Take care. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We have two callers on the line. We'll get back in just a moment.
Attention, Central Pennsylvania truck buyers. This is the one event you've been waiting for. Sudbury Motors is having their 75th annual August new Ford truck sale with savings up to $8,465, and financing as low as 1.9%. All new Ford F-150s will be priced at just $75 over invoice, and they will come with a genuine Ford bedliner. Ford Motor Company has awarded SMC 42 additional F-150s to meet consumer demand during this unprecedented sale. The Ford F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 consecutive years, and one is sold every 49 seconds. Sudbury Motors has 23 new Ford Explorers available with savings up to $5,000, and they start from just $43,375. Pick from 17 of the totally redesigned Ford Escapes, and SMC has them slash $2,500, and they start from only $30,890. Sudbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century. Hurry before someone gets your new truck.
Who doesn't need to save on their grocery bill? We invite you to come and explore the many grocery items at below wholesale prices at Surplus Outlet. If you haven't checked out your local Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on the savings that could go right into your pocket. Hello, this is Justin Michaels here at Surplus Outlet, and we have what you're looking for in brand name products at prices below the big box stores. Surplus Outlet savings really add up, saving you money that you can put towards things that make you happy, weekend adventures for the family, and maybe even a treat for yourself. If you love a bargain, get ready to stock up. Day in and day out, we give you our lowest prices and many brand products at below wholesale prices. As the temperature gets hotter, so do the prices at Surplus Outlet. Surplus Outlet has all your summer supplies, from items on the grill, paper supplies, condiments, beverages, and fresh salads that go along with fresh cold cuts. Surplus Outlet will help you stretch your dollar further to make your picnic the best.
Surplus Outlet, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Sign up for Facebook and email alerts for additional special savings. Do it today.
The Shikellamy Braves play on WKOK.
They're not going to get him to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Shikellamy!
Hi, it's Kevin Hearn. Join the Chief, Dave Ritchie, and me Friday night as the Braves open up the season at Central Columbia. The pregame show starts at 6:30, kickoff, and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel is at 7. Shikellamy Braves football on WKOK is sponsored in part by Service First Federal Credit Union, affordable events by Nicole and Sunbury Motor Company.
Welcome back to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Two callers on the line. We'll try and get them both, give them a fair amount of time. We're going to start with Bob from Williamsport. Good morning, Bob. You're on the mark.
Good morning. I guess
The first question that you ought to ask Eric when he comes to travesties is, wonder why they're good enough to vote, but not good enough to take care of the elderly people.
Well, you have to be 21 to vote, don't you? Or 18, is it 18?
Yeah, but that ain't Eric. That isn't what Eric wants. Eric wants them to be all the way down to 16.
Well, he wants them to be 18 to work in a facility, a nursing home facility. I think that's his point.
No, but he'd like to see 16-year-olds voting.
Okay. I see what you're saying. All right.
Yeah, they're good enough to vote, but they can't take. Actually, I know a 15 or 16-year-old people that worked in them facilities and did excellent work. Excellent. But that's. The whole deal with Eric is he's worried about losing his position because it's a private facility, basically. He thinks everything should be on the auspices of the government so parasites like him can have a job.
Well, I wouldn't call Eric a parasite. I mean, he worked for a living.
I know. You really don't call a lot of people that are parasites.
Okay, fair enough.
Bottom line is that's what they are.
Well, I don't like to characterize people. You know, I deal with
them. Yeah, I know. You don't characterize bad people.
Well, who am I to judge?
Well, somebody has to judge them, right?
Yeah, someone, somewhere, but not me, not today.
Well, I
understand what you're saying.
I think that's the problem. That's the problem with the country. We don't judge bad people.
But we do. If they commit a crime, we judge them. We put them away.
Really?
Yeah, really. We do. We don't do them. Oh. We don't catch them all. I'll agree with you there. We don't catch them all, and we treat some differently than others. But for the by and large, I think we do get more than we miss. Don't you?
Oh, I don't think so. Ask Alvin Bragg about that.
Well, Alvin Bragg's not one of my heroes.
Well, he's basically the what would you call it, the icon of Democratic AGs.
Well, he's not my hero. I think he's got
How many more are there like him? Philadelphia.
Too many more. Just ask.
Los Angeles. Chicago,
just
Atlanta.
Ask George Soros. He's funding them.
Right. He has the list of them, right?
Yep, he does.
Okay.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your call.
Yep.
570-743-9565. We take our last break. Eric, hang on. I know you wanted one more minute, and I'm sure you want to respond to our last caller, but we've got to take our final break of the day.
Attention, Central Pennsylvania truck buyers. This is the one event you've been waiting for. Sudbury Motors is having their 75th annual August new Ford truck sale with savings up to $8,465 and financing as low as 1.9%. All new Ford F-150s will be priced at just $75 over invoice, and they will come with a genuine Ford bedliner. Ford Motor Company has awarded SMC 42 additional F-150s to meet consumer demand during this unprecedented sale. The Ford F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 consecutive years, and one is sold every 49 seconds. Sudbury Motors has 23 new Ford Explorers available with savings up to $5,000, and they start from just $43,375. Pick from 17 of the totally redesigned Ford Escapes, and SMC has them slashed $2,500, and they start from only $30,890. Sudbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century. Hurry before someone gets your new truck.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze Car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. 570-743-7565 is our hotline number, and we have Eric who wants one more minute. Good morning, sir.
Thanks again. I'm confused now, Joe. I'm speaking, trying to protect the rights of our senior citizens, the most vulnerable people. I can't tell if according to Stan, I'm just a misguided person, and he's someone who hopes this never happens. Well, I'm an actual parasite, just like your last caller called me, an actual parasite. Bottom line is, if we do put in that 18-year-old, and it's not 16, and then go off topic, last topic, whatever you want to do, then the people, if they do break the law, they cannot seek protection as being a juvenile, as this 17-year-old is.
Right.
It brings a level playing field, and also hopefully will attract people and prevent this from happening again. But to throw our hands up and say, there's nothing we can do, this happens to, you know, 55-year-olds do it and 40-year-olds do it. Yeah, well, in this case, it wasn't. It was a 17-year-old, and I think she was just showing off to an 18-year-old he was probably attracted to. And it was, you know, so go ahead, call me names, call me whatever. But when I stand up for someone, I stand up for the elderly and people I personally know who are in that situation, and those people in my church who are at that facility, yeah, call me whatever you want. Say, yeah, say I'm pie in the sky, say whatever you want. But I won this show to try to bring points of view to say we need to further protect our folks who are in these institutions. What's happening now is happening, and we can take steps to prevent it. So you call me whatever names you want. That's fine.
Well,
the fact stream.
Bear in mind, I didn't call you any names. You're making
no,
it
you
sound
no,
you're making you it sound like I'm calling you names. I'm not.
No, you didn't. That said the previous caller. Is what
right.
I said.
Okay, well, just make sure you make that clear.
I'm a parasite because I once worked for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania trying to protect the rights of the Medicaid recipients and trying to make sure we had children got the health care they need. So that makes me a parasite?
No, I didn't say it makes you a parasite, and I don't believe it does make you a parasite. But here's the issue. I could see where you're coming from, and I largely agree with you more than I agree with Stan and more than I agree with our last caller on this issue. You know, I don't think that you throw your hands up and say you can't do it. If the age of the person involved is an issue, and in this case it is, and you think the law doesn't cover that, then it's not illogical to ask for a law that actually does cover that. But I agree with Stan, there are some, and our other caller, that there are some 15, 14, 16-year-olds who are very mature for their age who could handle that situation perfectly. To tar them all with the same brush is probably not the fairest thing in the world. Wouldn't you agree?
Agreed. But if a company like this one did not take the steps they have, and I don't know, are there more 17-year-olds working there? And now that we have something and it's demonstrated as being an issue, we can take steps to help prevent it, why wouldn't we? Is it going to be discrimination? There's 17-year-olds and 16-year-olds out there who will be discriminated against. There's other jobs because it does take a certain level of maturity and life experience to be able to, I believe, adequately handle the job. Not only that, but the stressors involved and also the things that happen in those. Yeah, you can get angry. I worked Children's Grove Center. Many times I got hit, and the times I got angry. But did I retaliate? No, because I knew that it wasn't right, and I would lose my job and be convicted for it.
Okay, hey, thanks, Eric. You defended yourself rather eloquently, and we gave you more than a minute to do it. Thanks so much for calling.
I appreciate that.
Take care. Okay, we will be back tomorrow with post-debate commentary on The Mark. Thanks so much for joining us today. Another lively day with lots of calls and lots of emails and texts, and that's what we like. Keep it coming. 570-743-9565 tomorrow. This is WKOK Sunbury.
We're sorry. Call did not go. Will you please try your call?